When it comes to drinking games, what comes to mind? Never have I ever.
But you have. It's the Bub and Gop Show.
La 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 la.
It's the greatest, greatest show.
It's the greatest show, yeah.
Bub and Gop. Bub and Gop.
Yeah.
Bub and Gop.
Bub and Gop.
Yay!
Welcome!
Welcome, you bastards.
What's up, you bastards? Welcome to the Bub and Gop Show. Today, we are playing another drinking game. And Bubbles, what is that drinking game?
We're playing Never Have I Ever. Oh, yeah. I feel like we like to drink beer.
We do. We do enjoy the occasional brewski.
Yes. Yes.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
So the premise of the game is we reached out to you fans, you people out there in the social media, introverse, internet thing, whatever it's called, and you gave us some suggestions. We're going to read those things. It's not really a question. It's more of a statement. You say, never have I ever,
blah, 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 blah,
whatever, whatever, whatever. And if the person has done that thing, they have to take a drink.
Simple enough.
Fairly simple.
And some of you out in social media land hit us up, and I'm excited to see what you say.
I am a little bit more nervous than excited, but it's going to be fun either way.
Once again, we are being moderated by our very own Floof the producer. Say hello to everyone, Floof.
That's me.
Anyways, we don't really care. I'm just kidding.
Fucking that guy.
Let's have some fun. Because you know what? We're all about having fun here at the Bub and Gob Show. Brought to you by Rogue Rooster Media Group, LLC. That's a real thing now.
It is. So, for those of you that don't know, or maybe you do, we are produced or presented by Rogue Rooster Media, which before was just a bunch of fucking words. We're not going to lie to you here on the Bub and Gob Show. We shoot you straight. It was words. That's it. Just a thing that we thought of, or Bubbles thought of, and I just went along with it.
I drew a doodle of a chicken, and, you know, said fuck it.
Yeah. Rooster, chicken, same thing. One has a penis, one doesn't, or something like that. I don't know chicken anatomy. But we have officially obtained
our business license. So therefore, Rogue Rooster Media Group, LLC is a real thing, specializing in media, marketing, and retail.
So, having our obligatory sponsorship bullshit out the way, if you do not already subscribe to this channel, click that subscribe button, please, and make sure you hit the little Liberty Bell thingy on next to it so that you get notifications whenever we release new content. This will help you stay up to date, and you won't miss any of our ridiculous shenanigans, because you don't want to miss that shit. I'm telling you, sometimes it just doesn't make any fucking sense, but it's fun.
Producer,
all right, having said all that shit,
all right, let's get into the first one, and we're gonna go straight from your guys' responses. We've gotten some really good ones. We're gonna have a lot of fun. So, first, never have I ever watched nugget porn.
All right. All right.
go ahead.
Watch our last episode. Right fucking there or whatever.
Yeah, click the little episode thingy up here on the top. And who posted that one? I just have to ask.
That would be Labella Morena Italiana on Instagram.
Listen here, Labella Morena Italiana. You can march your happy ass back to Italy. All right, I'm just kidding. I love you. And thank you for watching the show, because she is referencing our previous episodes. Longtime viewer and kind of a jerk for bringing this up. But I have to drink.
Drink up.
Drink along with us if you have partaken in whatever that question is.
Drink along with us and comment below on what the hell you had to drink.
Yeah, just let us know what question you had to drink on, or how many questions you had to drink on. Either one is okay with me.
Or if we didn't drink at all, well, fuck, we failed you.
If you didn't drink at all, let us know that too, so that we can help give you some life experience.
Exactly.
Just say, I'd never done any of these things. And then we will usher you along on this journey of awesomeness.
It is.
All right, next one. Yeah. This is from Twitter, from Ooh. What a Silly Bunt. Never have I ever had a three-way.
I'm going to get fucked up. Okay. I feel like we need to elaborate on this one, Bubbles.
Okay.
Because I was unaware that you had a three-way, number one. That's something new I've just learned.
Yep.
So feel free. Or do we want to save these stories for story time later?
Oh, it's going to be story time later. Just, mine's not, yeah.
Because you know mine.
Oh, I know yours.
You were there. With like 30 other people.
Wait.
No, it wasn't. Wait. No. Not the two of us. It was not a devil's triangle. No. Next.
All right. Oh, this is going to be fun. This is from Instagram user Yamaharley Chris.
What a douchey name.
Oh, I agree. Never have I ever gotten a lap dance from a stripper who was crying.
Isn't that from a song?
I don't know.
You know, a lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Oh, that's funny.
All right, so this is from, this is from Floof the producer. This is my own.
Oh, what a prick. I'm just playing.
Because I want to know this. Never have I ever slept with my friend's ex.
With an ex?
With a friend's ex-girlfriend.
Any friend?
Any of your friends.
I'm sorry, Jables.
Here's the next one, again, from Yamaharley Chris on Instagram.
Such a douche.
Never have I ever married a stripper.
I'm gonna fucking finish my drink here.
Woo! The Bubbles, I want to hear this story.
Sure, if you will. I'm gonna need another beer.
What a prick.
But aren't you single now, Bubbles?
No.
Well, I mean, like, not married. Sorry. Aren't you not married now, Bubbles? Not single. You have a girlfriend. Got that. But you are not currently wed or betrothed.
Nope.
Okay. Next question.
Next question. Ba-ba-ba.
All right. Never have I ever pretended to get a text to leave a date.
God damn it.
So, define date.
Well, what do you seem hesitant about here, Gobbs?
So, okay, here's the thing. I never really took girls on dates.
You just brought them to the apartment and...
Yeah, they would just come over and do things.
Okay, so we'll modify it for you. Never have I ever getting a text or phone call to get someone to leave my place.
No, I just threw them out.
Oh, okay, wow. That makes so much sense with you.
Hey, you gotta be honest with them.
No,
When it means get the fuck out. Next question.
All right, next one. This will be a fun one. Or it could be really lame.
I'll just get the jug.
Yep, get ready. Never have I ever slept with a mother-daughter situation or sisters.
Nope, I got nothing.
Do you want to explain yourself?
Oh, I know which sisters.
Do you?
Yep.
Which sisters?
Those sisters.
Yeah. Okay, we're on the same page. Yeah, those ones. Those ones were,
You're a dick.
Anyways.
All right, next one. Never have I ever stolen and crashed my brother's car.
Oh, Yamaharley Chris, right? Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. All right. So everybody is aware of who this douchebag is. He's my brother, okay? He is my blood-related older brother, and he's being a dick. That's what he's doing. He's being a dick. But...
Is he lying?
I don't... Okay, so I was thinking about this. Okay, so yeah, I cheated. I looked at that question ahead of time. Whatever. No, I don't remember doing it, personally. But I don't remember not doing it.
I remember you telling me about it.
I'll drink because apparently I fucking did it, but I don't remember it.
Fuck it.
I mean, this is probably why I don't remember, but that's okay.
That's probably the root cause right there.
And I know for a fact that Bubs has not stolen and wrecked his brother's car.
No, but he did roll his truck.
I did.
And I wrecked his other truck.
Wait, you wrecked the you wrecked the white one?
Yeah, I got rear-ended in it.
Oh, that's not wrecking it.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Didn't total it, but I got in a wreck.
Well, no, I'm saying you didn't wreck it. Somebody hit you.
Well,
it's not the same thing.
It was my fault, but, you know.
Well, technically, it wasn't really your fault. It's because the seat broke.
Yeah.
So, technically, if you want to talk about wrecks, Bubbles rear-ended me once.
What?
Nobody knows this.
No, let's
There's
go
only
ahead and go
three
on this
people. Game. There's three people in the world before today that knew about this accident.
Why y'all bring this up? I thought we agreed not to talk about this anymore.
Because it's so many years in the past.
No,
so,
I gotta know.
Myself and I was riding in passenger seat, and my girlfriend at the time was driving. I don't remember where we were going. Doesn't matter. But we came to a stoplight, and we're sitting there like jamming out to music, and then. Poof,
that was me.
I was like, what the fuck? So I turn around and Brett's like. Yeah. So we get out. You know, I was like, fuck, man. God damn it. And I look at the car and there's like a little scratch. He didn't hit us hard. It was just enough to like jolt the car. There's a little scratch. No dents. No nothing. I was like, ah, we're good, man. And the girl was like, no, we're not. I'm like, get the fuck in the car. Let's go. And she's like, fine. It's Bubbles, so it's fine. I was like, oh, because it's Bubbles, it's fine? Like, if it was me, it would have been a problem. Anyways, that girl was fucking crazy. Long story short, she's crazy. That's all you need to know. And Bubbles, don't follow so close.
Well, that's when, that was the early days of cell phones. And
oh, yeah, that was.
Okay.
Of texting and driving and... Mm-hmm.
He was probably playing Snake. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah. All right, so next one. Since you brought up the apartment, never have I ever partied for more than 24 hours solid.
Please. That was every weekend, bro. The apartment was a party.
Yep. We walk in, people miles away just like working out in the, like loggers chainsawing out in the field. Party time.
Bubba Gobs. Party time.
And then here they are, all showing up at our place. We're like, what the fuck is that? Who are you?
Sorry.
Never have I ever been kicked out of a bar, pub, or club.
Which time do you want to hear about?
How many times, brother?
A few? I don't know. There's been a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been kicked out of two.
I don't know why. I think this one's going to be a funny reaction. I'm just excited for it.
Okay.
Never have I ever faked an orgasm.
Wait.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
Not lately. I don't do that now, but...
No.
Oh, yes.
Never have I ever jumped from a roof.
Fucking dick.
Dick. I need another beer.
Rah, 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 ah, ah. La, la. All about bad romance.
I got one more from Yama Harley Chris.
Last question!
Last but never have I ever had my buddy's wife wax my body.
It's actually posted on YouTube. It starts out, hi, I'm Bubbles, and this is the body wax.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So here we go. We have a challenge for you. our faithful followers, you dirty bastards, and all those in between. We challenge you to play along with this video. Drink all you want.
And on one final
bitch.
Note. And on one final note, people. Hey, be fucking good to each other. Life is short. Fucking enjoy it. Celebrate life. Be good.
With that, we are coming to the end of September.
Yeah.
September is Suicide Awareness Month. For those of you that weren't aware, 22 veterans a day, on average, commit suicide. So if you know somebody, and that doesn't necessarily have to be a veteran, if you know anybody that's struggling, having a difficult time, reach out to them. Don't be afraid to ask.
Speak up.
Are you planning to hurt yourself?
Like, we're being dead serious.
Like it's not a hard question. It might feel hard, but once you're done, at least you asked and you know.
Exactly. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. We fucking love you all. This has been the Bum and Gob Show, brought to you by Rogue Rooster Media Group, LLC. Come on!